Trump looking pouty and petulant abroad while under attack at home. The continuing fallout from the midterms 2018. Ed Blakely is a former Washington insider now living in Sydney, Australia. My name is Sean Britton from the radio station 2SCR. Each week we have a chat about the latest news and politics from out of the US of A. Find us on iTunes, Wooshka, Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed. Trump in France. He was pouting, petulant and couldn't wait to get clear so he could flame French President Emmanuel Macron on his favourite diplomatic device, Twitter. Quite a performance, Ed.
Oh, really deep. He couldn't drive 60 kilometres to a for the burial ground for the First World War soldiers, but he could spend a lot of time on his Twitter at the same period, berating his host. This is amazing. Even staunch Trumpites were amazed and saddened. But even worse, on the 11th, he did not go to the Arlington Cemetery, which is right next door. You can walk there from the White House to lay a wreath at the unknown soldier. He is the first president since, I think, Calvin Coolidge not to do that.
California is burning. Looking at the coverage, Ed, I've been reminded of a few of the root causes you mentioned last time we spoke about big fires in the state. Any thoughts?
Well, it's a real shame. It looks like the kind of epidemic that we're going to have that's going to be continuing. And this is a climate change issue, as well as a human change issue. On the climate change sides, of course, the droughts are getting longer, and that's affecting the trees and things at their roots. So any spark, anything will set them off. But the bigger change is the fact that there are 35 million Californians, and some of them are living in the hills, places that were not habitated when I was in the university there. So I wrote a paper about 30, 40 years ago that said, people in the hills are the fire danger, not the trees. And this danger continues, and you add fuel, houses, furniture, and things like this, to these, some of them automatic fires, as you know. The gum trees do burn on schedule. And when they burn down a house, that needs more fuel to burn down more things. So California is going to have to do the unthinkable, and that is restrict people from living in those environments.
Even looking at it as an Australian, the images coming out of that one are absolutely extraordinary. Let's get back on midterms. Since midterms, we've seen the White House and CNN come to blows, starting with that fiery exchange between Trump and reporter Jim Acosta. Doctored footage was released by the White House, amongst other moves to justify their decision. CNN is now suing the administration. This is just bizarre.
Well, it's the second time CNN has had to sue the administration. And the administration is looking forward to this suit so they can tell more lies about CNN. And before it goes to court, they'll clearly give up. Now, what they might have to give up is having Jim Acosta come and do the CNN reporting. That would be a shame because he's right in Trump's face. But let's hope it doesn't end up there. Trump is at his lowest period ever. The night of the election, as all of us will recall, he was jubilant. He thought we've retained the Senate. We're going to get more people in the Senate. The House is going to be very close. We did a great job. And then this small trickle turned it into a wave, and then it turned into a tornado. And now it's a tsunami. There are still Democrats being elected to the House, and the Senate races are very tight.
Indeed, since we last spoke, Kristen Sinema has been elected to the Senate. The first Democrat Arizona has made senator in, 30 years.
Yes, and the first woman ever. And you notice how her opponent was gracious, smart, intelligent, and her reward for that is she will get the McCain seat, which comes vacant again in 2019. Had she been nasty, the governor would have been tough to give her that seat. But I think she'll get it. So both women will be in the Senate, as I predicted earlier.
We actually still don't have a winner in Florida. The recount has hit its deadline without a clear winner, and Trump and the Republicans are fuming.
Well, I think Nelson will win this. He said some things he wants to regret now, but I think he will regret having said these things, because when he gets to the Senate, he's always posited himself as not a Trump person. And so he doesn't want to give Trump any air on this. The reason he got in was the Puerto Ricans. He went to Puerto Rico and actually did things for the Puerto Ricans. And when they came to settle in, he helped them. So the squeaky vote was the Puerto Rican squeak in. And he should be grateful to be in. I hope he doesn't become a Trump clone.
In related news to this one, the migrant caravan has all but disappeared from the news since midterms. It certainly disappeared from all the Trump and Republican attention it was getting, but it absolutely still is on its way. What now?
No, how amazing. It couldn't have been a political stunt or trick. And we have all those troops, 15,000 troops, $10 million worth of troops stationed on the Texas border, and the migrants are going toward the Arizona border. The closest troops in Arizona are 90 miles away from the border. Now, unless they have some great howitzers or they actually have food for the migrants when they cross the border, the purpose for their being there is not really clear.
Before we get into the who's who of the Trump administration right now, North Korea reports the Hermit Nation is increasing its number of missile bases. Contrary to the great big beautiful deals being done with Donald Trump, they're still not testing any more missiles, but do we know enough yet to be concerned?
Oh, yes, we are concerned. These are missiles that really work. They could strike California and Okinawa for sure. So is everybody smarter than Trump? Here they go and create this cloud. We're being friendly. And right behind his back, they build more slick, smart installation because Trump loses the plot. He only has about 3 minutes worth of clear reckoning on any subject. Maybe he has ADD. I don't know what's going on. But when he took his mind off the ball, they did what the hell they wanted.
And as I say, in the who's who of who's in the Trump administration, who's on the way out of the Trump administration, White House Chief of Staff John Kelly could be hitting the bricks. Kelly was meant to be the grown-up in the room, but he seems to have had little influence over Trump since he came onto the team.
Well, he had some in the beginning, and that's worn very, very thin. Trump has to blame somebody for what went wrong, and Kelly's going to get it. Kelly has been a defender of many of the other administration officials on his own team and other teams. He's a team player. Trump is not. So Kirstjen Nielsen is a prime example of that. Trump thinks she should have kept people from coming across the border. I don't know whether he's going to give her an airplane to bomb people or whatever the heck, but since she didn't dream up something to keep people from coming across the border, he's mad at her and she's on her way out.
Any indication of who would replace Kirstjen Nielsen in the Secretary of Homeland Security position?
Well, the guy who didn't make it in the VA, maybe him. At least he's a medico. No, he doesn't have any clues. And he may come up against a real issue here. Clearly, when the new Senate comes in, they're not going to be approving everybody that comes down the path. So, and Nielsen got in because of Kelly. If there's no Kelly, who's going to get in? Three of the members of his cabinet are under suspicion. Whitaker, the guy he just put in to the acting attorney general, is under indictment in Florida for fraud. And so the possibility is we may need jail reform to handle all the Trump people who will be in federal prisons.
Well, just another word on Kelly. We can't dismiss Melania Trump's role in all this. She apparently wants Kelly gone, as well as her office calling publicly for the firing of Deputy National Security Advisor Merrick Ricardel, a position she's since been forced out of.
This is the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen or heard of. This doesn't happen in a kindergarten. Teachers don't ask for the firing of the principal, please. And the president said, sweetheart, you're making me look bad. You're making me look ridiculous. I'm not sure the president's enjoying this job anymore, and she's the canary in the coal mine. So I think they will both be moving back to New York sooner than you think.
And just a final word on midterms. We discussed this a little bit last week with the firing of Jeff Sessions, but the fight for the Mueller probe, have we seen anything on that?
The retiring senator from Arizona says he will stand in the way of any judges or judicial appointments that come before his committee. Now, remember, these committees are balanced. So there'll be 10 Republicans and 10 Democrats and the chair, which gives him 11. If Flake backs out, then it's a 10-10 tie. Most of the time, they will not send anything up if it's tied. Now, if it gets there, Collins has already indicated she will not sign on. But I also think Murkowski from Alaska will not sign on. And you have those Democrats who are still there. They will not sign on. So I suspect Trump is really in a corner here. If he tries to get these people approved, then he has to give up on this bill that protects Mueller. Let me finish with this. Mueller's damage is already done. Mueller is not dumb. I'll bet he sent every one of his cases and indictments to the Northern District of New York or to the Northern District of Virginia. So he's already placed his indictments under seal in these places. So if he's gone, these places are independent agents and they will issue indictments against these people. And the president will have to go around trying to squash these indictments with what? I don't know. But I'm sure the Congress would be out of sorts with anything like that.
US of Ed is produced in the studios of 2SER in Sydney. Help support the work we do by going to 2SER.com/support. Ed and I'll be back next week to talk the latest in American news and politics. Subscribe on iTunes and Wooshka to stay up to date, and show us some love on Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed.